And now we are facing an administration who has moved up the development of infrastructure to be a keynote of the administration's policy goals, and is working hard to eliminate or reduce some of the regulatory burden and to streamline permitting processes and so forth to enable infrastructure projects to be developed more quickly. But government can do what it can to get out of the way and expedite development. But if you're planning a large infrastructure project, an energy project of any sort, you need to be aware that it's not just the government and the restrictions it may impose that will impact your ability to develop your project in a timely and cost-effective manner. It's the citizen activists and the both local and national groups who are determined to put a stop to some of your energy development. Some of it might be the NIMBY crowd, not in my backyard, who have purely local concerns that you'll need to address. But there are other groups, you might call them the banana groups, build absolutely nothing anywhere near anywhere groups, who are determined to stop development of any sort. And it's much more difficult to address their concerns because their concerns are largely not to be addressed. They are trying to stop development, period. And as we were planning this, we were looking at some stellar examples of projects that were incredibly delayed, tremendous cost overruns, and indeed stymied, the Dakota Pipeline project, for instance.